So I'm here in the studio with Maddy O'Brien, who has actually just recorded an album here. We've had great fun with that. But tell me, Maddy, why you're in Brittany, because you're from...
Australia.
Right. And so tell us what you're doing in Brittany, please.
God, that's a long story. I don't know where to start.
Well, you've been playing, haven't you?
Yes.
You've been playing concerts.
I've
not
been
just
playing
in Brittany,
concerts, yes.
All over.
I've been touring all over Europe playing my original music, I guess.
Yeah.
And I have a friend who lives in Belle-Île-en-Mer. He invited me to come and play some concerts there, so I spent some time there, and then...
So you did some concerts in Belle-Île, but you also told me that, I mean, you were shooting all over the place. When we spoke, I think you were on your way to Barcelona.
Yeah.
And you played in Spain, yeah?
Yeah, I played 3 concerts in Spain. I was in Lille playing...
Northern France?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have been playing all over Germany, a few festivals in Italy, the UK... Yeah, I was running around.
So you've really had a kind of a European tour over the past how many months?
Since the beginning of June, I've played about 30 shows.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit. Obviously, we'll be playing a track at the end of this interview.
Yeah.
And we're going to play one of your new songs, I think. Is that right?
Yeah, sure.
Great. Which means that it's a song that no one else would have heard yet. It hasn't been released. But tell us a little bit about your musical background, how you came to be where you are now in music and touring and all that.
So I was really not a performer, I would say. I couldn't sing in front of other people. And then when I was traveling at some point, I ran out of money.
It's always a good motivator.
Yeah. Well, it actually started a little bit before that. So when I first started traveling, I met people who were singing all the time and they really encouraged me. And I was learning guitar at that time, and those people just brought it out of me. I mean, I have other members of my family do play and sing, but right. I just couldn't in front of other people. And then through meeting encouraging people, they kind of brought that out of me. And then finally, I wouldn't have performed. Like, I mean, I did start writing songs as soon as I started singing with the guitar. Like, it was an instantaneous thing, but I don't think I ever would have performed if it wasn't for the fact that many years ago I ran out of money while on the road and then started playing in the street.
But that's great. And it's really, interesting to hear, because I've also played on the streets way back right at the beginning. And so tell us about where you first busked and tell us about the experience, because it's an interesting way to sort of learn your craft, isn't it, on the streets?
It's really, really interesting. It was maybe 7, maybe 6 years ago, let's say. I'd just gotten back from Morocco. I was in Cadiz in South Spain, and I'd met a few French people who were busking, and they kind of encouraged me to go and play on the street. And when I first started, I started sitting down on the ground on Quiet Strip, facing the ground. But I was making money, like I was, like I was living on the beach there in a kind of, with a lot of homeless people. Yeah, it was a
community.
Yeah, let's call it. It was very, it was interesting kind of community. I mean, it was like howling in the middle of the night. It was an experience, let's say.
Yeah.
And so I started and I was sitting down looking at the ground, and slowly I rose up. And then in the end, it's the craft of busking that you learn, which is you need to engage with other people. And then I wanted to continue. So I started doing that all over Europe.
Right.
And I was doing that for 2 years or something like that.
Okay.
Amongst other things. Yeah. Every now and then I would go and pick grapes or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But I did it for a while.
Great.
I mean, I think in the end I was using it as a job and it got boring, like anything does. But in the beginning it was really fun and exciting.
And so at what point did you realise that this was something you not only wanted to do, but you needed to do actually, and make the transition from playing in the streets to playing, hopefully, to a paying public?
Well, I think that when I was playing on the street, I couldn't really sing many of my own songs because they're quite intimate. And I mean, I was playing some of my songs on the street, but then, you know, actually during the pandemic, I went, in the beginning, just before it started, I went home to Australia and I did have like a bunch of songs, but you know, like they were kind of intimate bedroom songs. Yeah. They were like, this, yeah. It, yeah, I couldn't play that like on the street.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And in any case, it had gotten boring. Yeah. So then my sister actually invited me to come and be the opening act for one of her shows.
Right.
And then I got my first taste of the... And, you know, the first gig that I ever played was, it was the perfect scenario.
Yeah.
I mean, it was 50 people sitting down quiet in a room. It was magical.
Yeah.
And that was my first taste.
Wow,
and then, of course.
That's quite an encouragement, isn't it?
It was.
So, and then, so you already have one album out, don't you, which is available on Spotify, iTunes, all the download and streaming sites.
Yeah.
And when did you do that album and how did that album come about?
So I think because I'd been travelling and playing on the street, I was feeling like I really want to create something tangible. I think anyone kind of does. Like you kind of want to prove it or something. You want to have something to show for it. And you also you want to have an artifact. Like you want to have a CD. Well, I did anyway. So then when I went back, I approached a friend and asked if he would produce it, not knowing how big of a job that was going to be because it was massive. I mean, and then we did it in our own studio. I invited people that I knew from all over the world, like the a traditional violin from Macedonia is on it, like another cellist from Timbuktu, whatever.
Yeah.
So that I approached people that I liked.
Yeah.
And so we did it. And then we were living in the countryside and that producer then moved to the city, to Melbourne. And after spending one year on it, he moved there and he got robbed and the laptop was stolen, all of his hard drives were stolen, and the whole thing was gone.
That's such your first work of art, and it's got all these other people collaborating. You spent weeks and weeks recording. And, I mean, I hate to use the word backup, but let's leave that aside.
And
all that data gets stolen. And so it's not just that you've lost the album. You've lost all that work, all that love and music,
all the time,
everything. So then you started again. You re-recorded the album, yeah?
I was quite beside myself, and so I moved actually to another place because I was only staying there to make that. So then I moved to another place and I just thought like, I know what to do now.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I just did it quickly. I mean, I went into a studio. I paid for for some studio time. Yeah. I asked all the same people like if they would do it again. Of course, no one could emulate what they did last time, but we created something different.
Yeah,
I think it's actually better in the end anyway because it's the second time around.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was hard.
That's quite intense. Okay,
yeah,
so then you started
intense.
After that was when you started doing the touring in Europe or this year. So that album came out when? Two years ago?
Maybe a year and a half ago.
A year and a half.
Yeah,
okay.
Probably.
So then you just finished your tour. You're heading back to Australia in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, in 1 month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when do you think we'll see you back in Brittany?
I will be back next summer, I hope. I guess next August, maybe.
Great.
July,
well, when
August,
you do come back, obviously you get in touch and we will announce it. And if you have any shows, that'll be great to know about.
Yeah.
And I know you haven't decided yet exactly what's happening with the album, the new album, but we're very privileged that you've allowed us to include one of those songs, one of those brand new songs on this broadcast. And so we'll wait and see when and how that album comes out with great interest. But in the meantime, it's been great talking to you and thanks for coming into the studio.
Thanks for having me.